And now to our news stories, which include the reopening of Swaffham Market, the three-year-old internet sensation, plans for 50 new homes on Bluebell Road, a hidden gem award, and several acts of kindness. But first, a PPE initiative that has simply taken off.
Colin Breckens has been making face shields on his 3D printers from his home since the end of March, working 24-hour days to try and meet demand. His project, the Frontline Face Shields Norfolk, has supported hospitals, care homes and other frontline organisations. Mr. Breckens said, "I started in my garden shed with a target of making 100. It has really morphed into something amazing." He has been stunned by support from the business community, including Wensum Print, who produced 2,000 leaflets for free to show people how to fit their masks. The project was also offered office space in Duke Street by Hackspace to help with the growing demand. Thousands of pounds have been received in donations from Masonic lodges across Norfolk. Shred Station, Oak Air Packaging, DDHSS Health and Safety Supplies, NSP Merchandise and Webbage are also businesses that have supported the project. At the office, around 13 volunteers assemble the face shields. The father of six said the house was being taken over and more space was needed. "What I used to make in a week, the volunteers can make in a day. I now have a steady rotation of volunteers throughout the day, assembling, packaging and dispatching all over Norfolk."
A group of Norfolk financial advisers have donated 4 iPads to the James Paget Intensive Care Unit to help critically ill patients stay in touch with their families. Senior partner of Norfolk Wealth Management, Dan Hurran, said the idea was inspired by a client and, with his contact at the Apple store in Norwich, they gave a generous discount and delivered them within 12 hours.
A grinning 3-year-old shepherdess and her excitable sheep Ethel have become internet stars. Barley Brookseller from Wood Norton near Fakenham was filmed for her entry in the Young Handlers competition in the greatest online agricultural show, where she was duly crowned champion in the under-8 class. Barley's mother, Caitlin Jenkins, can be heard posing questions including what type of sheep Ethel is, to which Barley replies, "White," before correctly identifying her as a Border Leicester. Then, prompted by encouraging nudges from Ethel, the pair go for a short walk before Barley commands her sheep to stand and flashes a toothy grin to complete her performance. The video was tweeted by one of the judges, and now more than 1.8 million people have watched this rather cute little girl. Barley and Ethel were among the Norfolk exhibitors and competitors in the greatest online agricultural show, a virtual event aiming to fill the void left by the cancellation of events such as the Royal Norfolk Show. It attracted 5,000 visitors, 800 livestock entries, and raised £15,000 for 5 farming charities.
A centuries-old market has reopened for the first time since the lockdown. Swaffham Town Council decided to revive the 800-year-old market, and stallholders and customers were pleased to see it back. Council staff were on hand to provide assistance and direct anyone to the appropriate queue. Town Councillor Brendan Holmes said, "An excellent system was in place which rivals other essential food suppliers. I have been helping Swaffham Emergency Fund during the lockdown and some people say they are worried about going to supermarkets, so this gives them another option."
A choir has created a special video tribute to key workers and to one of its own members. Jenny's Rainbow Song by Dereham-based JDT Music School's Rock of Ox Choir features members' pictures and is a mashup of tunes by Arthur Hamilton, Harold Arlen, Rihanna and Sia. A spokesman said, We've called it Jenny's Rainbow Song as a dedication to our very own heroine Jenny and a tribute to all the key workers who continue to serve the UK with fearless compassion and professionalism. Our Jenny is fighting her own cancer battle, and she listened to Cilla Black sing a rainbow and suggested we create something. The song was completed, and choir members quickly learnt their tracks and submitted recordings within a week of starting. A further week of mixing and piecing the video together, and here we are.
That would see more than 50 new homes built on the edge of Norwich have prompted scores of objections. Dozens of bungalows, apartments and a pavilion form the next phase of a retirement housing complex at the Bartram Mowers site in Bluebell Road in Norwich. But people who moved into the first phase of the McCarthy and Stone development, Daisy Hill Court, are among those objecting to the proposals, saying that its location is too close to the existing boundary of Daisy Hill Court, is too high, and will be detrimental to them. They have called for a decision to be delayed until after the coronavirus pandemic. Norwich Planning Committee recently voted in a meeting conducted using teleconference app Zoom not to hold planning meetings during the pandemic. Instead, officers will make decisions using delegated powers, and decisions on major schemes will be made by the committee's chair, Keith Driver, or vice-chair, Marion Maxwell. The Bartram Mowers site was raised at that virtual meeting, where it was said officers were yet to make a recommendation on whether or not it should go ahead.
Visitation remains suspended at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to limit spread of coronavirus. But people can still send messages to their loved ones after its radio station made a change. Hospital Radio Norwich is now streaming on the internet with listeners able to send a request for their favourite songs to be played over the airwaves. To make a request, call 01603 454 sorry I will repeat that 01603 454 585, or visit hospitalradionorwich.co.uk.
A Norwich business owner has received an award from ambulance staff for his efforts to support frontline staff. Andy Baxter of Awesome Coffee was given a Hidden Gem Award by the team at the East of England Ambulances Service, where he has been visiting three times a day since the lockdown began. Mr. Baxter has adapted his business to home deliveries since many of his business customers had to close, and he goes to Helston Base 7 days a week to ensure that staff are able to get food and drinks during their shifts. Mr. Baxter said the award was the highlight of his 6.5 year career as a coffee man. "They are not normally given to people outside the NHS, which makes it really special," he said.
A plot of land in a Norfolk village has sold online auction for more than 20 times its guide price. The land, adjacent to the fire station in East Harling near Thetford, attracted an incredible 177 bids from 12 different potential buyers, eventually selling for £42,400 from a guide price of £2,000. The land is in a prime location, well served with amenities and leisure facilities.
Darth Vader may have been galaxies away from his usual planet, but the Empire was in need of some essential shopping. The Star Wars character was spotted queuing in line at Tesco's in Downham Market. It appears social distancing guidelines also apply to Mr. Vader, who has stood two lightsabers' lengths from shoppers, and it certainly raised a smile.